అవాంగ్ మనసగోచరం ఆత్మానం అఖిలాధారం ఆశ్రయే భీష్టసిద్ధయే అర్థతోప్యద్వయానందాన్ అతీతద్వైతభానత గురునారాధ్య వేదాంత సారం వక్షేయతామతి. ఓకే, లుకింగ్ ఎట్ సూపర్ ఇంపొజిషన్ వి సో వాట్ ఇస్ ఇగ్నోరెన్స్ లాస్ట్ టైం. ఓకే, ఎలాబరేట్ డిస్కషన్ ఆన్ ద నేచర్ ఆఫ్ ఇగ్నోరెన్స్. ఎనీ క్వశ్చన్స్ ఆర్ క్లారిఫికేషన్స్? ఓకే, ఆల్ రైట్. నౌ లుక్ ఎట్ ఇట్ ఇన్ ద మోడర్న్ పర్స్పెక్టివ్. ఇగ్నోరెన్స్ ఇస్ ఆఫన్ టేకన్ యాజ్ అబ్సెన్స్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్. ఇట్స్ అ మియర్ అబ్సెన్స్. బట్ వెన్ యూఆర్ టాకింగ్ ఇన్ ద లుక్ ఇన్ లుకింగ్ ఎట్ ఇట్ ఫ్రమ్ దిస్ పారాడైమ్, వీ సే ఇగ్నోరెన్స్, ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ సింపుల్ ఇగ్నోరెన్స్ ఇన్ టర్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ ల్యాక్ ఆఫ్ ఇన్ఫర్మేషన్. ఐ డోంట్ నో ద రోప్, దేర్ఫోర్ ఐ క్రియేటెడ్ ఎ స్నేక్. ద స్నేక్ ఇస్ అ ప్రొజెక్షన్. దేర్ఫోర్ ద ఇగ్నోరెన్స్ వాజ్ కేపబుల్ ఆఫ్ ప్రొజెక్టింగ్ ఎ స్నేక్. యూ కెన్ సే ద స్నేక్ ఇస్ నాట్ వ్యాలిడ్. ఓకే, దెన్ వీ హ్యావ్ అనదర్ పరిభాష ఇన్ వేదాంత విచ్ ఇస్ అసచ్చేత్ న ప్రతీయతే. ఇఫ్ ఇట్ డజన్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ యూ విల్ నాట్ సీ ఇట్. సత్ చేత్ ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ట్రూ న బాధ్యతే, యూ విల్ నాట్ బి ఏబుల్ టు నెగేట్ ఇట్. నౌ లుక్ ఎట్ ద ఫస్ట్ స్టేట్మెంట్. ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ దేర్ యూ విల్ నాట్ బి ఏబుల్ టు సీ ఇట్. ఆర్ యూ సీయింగ్ ద స్నేక్ ఆన్ ద రోప్? ఎస్, ఐఎమ్ సీయింగ్ ద స్నేక్. దట్ మీన్స్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ అసత్. దట్ మీన్స్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు సే ఇట్ ఈస్ సత్ ఎగ్జిస్టింగ్. బట్ ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ సత్ యూ కాంట్ నెగేట్ ఇట్. బట్ ఐ కెన్ నెగేట్ ఇట్ వెన్ ఐ పుట్ ఆన్ ద బెటర్ లైట్, ద స్నేక్ డిసపియర్స్. దట్ మీన్స్ వాట్? ఇట్ ఈస్ అన్ ఇన్ బిట్వీన్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్. నౌ అబ్సెన్స్ కెనాట్ క్రియేట్ అ ప్రెసెన్స్. టు క్రియేట్ ఎనీథింగ్, వెదర్ ఇట్ ఇస్ రియల్ ఫంక్షనలీ వ్యాలిడ్, పుట్ ఇట్ లైక్ దిస్, క్రియేట్ సంథింగ్ విచ్ ఇస్ ఫంక్షనలీ వ్యాలిడ్ ఆర్ లైక్ ద రోప్ స్నేక్ ఫంక్షనలీ ఇన్వాలిడ్, యూ నీడ్ సంథింగ్. ఫ్రమ్ నథింగ్ నథింగ్ విల్ కమ్. దేర్ఫోర్ వాట్ ఎవర్ హెస్ కాస్డ్ ఇట్ షుడ్ హ్యావ్ సమ్ ప్రెసెన్స్. సమ్ ప్రెసెన్స్ షుడ్ బి దేర్. ఓకే, ద పాట్ ఈజ్ ఫంక్షనలీ వ్యాలిడ్, క్లే ఇస్ ఆల్సో ఫంక్షనలీ వ్యాలిడ్, కుర్తా ఇస్ ఫంక్షనలీ వ్యాలిడ్, క్లాత్ ఇస్ ఆల్సో ఫంక్షనలీ వ్యాలిడ్. సిమిలర్లీ ద రోప్ స్నేక్ ఇస్ ఫంక్షనలీ ఇన్వాలిడ్, ద ఇగ్నోరెన్స్ ఆల్సో ద సేమ్ నేచర్. బట్ దేర్ హ్యాస్ టు బి అ ప్రెసెన్స్ బికాస్ ద స్నేక్ హ్యాడ్ అ ప్రెసెన్స్. మొమెంటరీ, బట్ ఇట్ వాస్ దేర్. సో ఇగ్నోరెన్స్ ఆల్సో హ్యాస్ టు హ్యావ్ ఎ మొమెంటరీ ప్రెసెన్స్. దాట్ మొమెంటరీ ప్రెసెన్స్ ఇస్ వాట్ వీఆర్ కాలింగ్ భావరూపం. ఇన్ఫ్యాక్ట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ఓన్లీ మొమెంటరీ ప్రెసెన్స్. హౌ లాంగ్ విల్ ఇట్ బి దేర్ అండ్ హౌ విల్ యూ నెగేట్ ది ఇగ్నోరెన్స్? యూ కెన్ నెగేట్ ఇగ్నోరెన్స్ ఓన్లీ ఇఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ కమ్స్ ఇన్. నౌ దట్ ఇస్ యువర్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ అగైన్. నౌ వాట్ ఇస్ ద డిఫరెన్స్ బిట్వీన్ నాలెడ్జ్ అండ్ జస్ట్ ఇన్ఫర్మేషన్? ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఇస్ అబ్సెన్స్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్, నౌ దట్ ఈస్ నాట్ రియలీ క్లాసిఫైడ్ ఎస్ ఇగ్నోరెన్స్. ఈవెన్ దో టెక్నికలీ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇగ్నోరెన్స్, బట్ నాట్ టెక్నికల్ ఇన్ ద వేదాంత సెన్స్. ఏ, వాట్ టైమ్ డస్ ద ట్రైన్ లీవ్? 2:30. ఐ డోంట్ నో. గాడ్, దట్స్ జస్ట్ ఇన్ఫర్మేషన్. దర్ ఇస్ నథింగ్, నో అనాలిసిస్ దేర్, జస్ట్ ఇన్ఫర్మేషన్. వాట్ టైమ్ డస్ ద ట్రైన్ లీవ్? ఇట్ లీవ్స్ అట్ 2:30. ఫైన్. బట్ హియర్ ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ లైక్ దాట్. ఐఎమ్ సీయింగ్ ఎ స్నేక్. Now, even the experience on, okay, let me flash the torch and see. Okay. Now, what do you see? Rope. What will your conclusion be? Where did the snake go? Someone who's scared of the snake will say, but where did the snake go? It was just here right now. So the ignorance has not gone. That it was a rope that appeared as the snake has to be understood. Only then knowledge is complete. Otherwise you will think there was a snake, it has gone somewhere, and there was a rope which I did not see.
There are two objects then.
Two objects. Whereas it is not like that here. The rope itself appeared as a snake. Now you can give reasons for it from psychology, this, that, etc. But one underlying reason can never be negated. That is, you are ignorant of the rope. Because if you knew what was there was rope, you would never see the snake. Can you see that? Now there can be psychological reasons. Oh, this guy is scared of snake. The psychologist makes an inference. Because he is scared of snake, he saw a snake on the rope. The guy says, no, I am not scared of snake. I am a snake charmer. I love snakes. I was looking to see whether I can get hold of a snake. Correct? That's also equally valid, no? That only tells you why you saw a particular thing. In the sense of details of what you saw. Details of what you saw. But why did you see it in the first place? Because I didn't know what is there is a rope. It's a mistake. Now, in every mistake, you're projecting something. That projection has some existence. So the cause, ignorance, also has to have that existence. That is why it is not mere absence like information coming in. You have to negate your wrong conclusion.
So it is not merely saying I don't know,
yeah,
but it is I'm making something else.
Exactly.
Something else as
yeah.
I know.
And
exactly. That happens to people.
It is like this. That mistaken notion has to be jnana virodhi, na, because it has to be negated. Information you can say is absence of information. But here it is opposite of knowledge, it has to be negated by knowledge.
It's not plus minus.
No. It is one replacing the other. The knowledge replacing an erroneous conclusion. Yeah?
It's a huge range of that.
Yeah.
Like right from very significantly functionally valid, like emotions.
Yeah, yeah, that can be there.
Till a chair which is.
Yeah.
So, Swamiji,
yeah?
The difference between the ignorance of myself and the ignorance of, let's say, Greek, they are two different things.
Agree.
So, how do we
differentiate? Now, look at it. Again, look at it. I don't know myself. So we don't just go about saying, who am I? In fact, nobody even thinks, who am I? We make some conclusion. There is where that ignorance becomes bhava-rupam, a presence, because you have a mistaken notion of yourself. I don't know Greek. Get that information about Greek. It's very simple.
Because there I know I don't know Greek. Here I don't even know if I know.
No, even if I say I don't know myself. I don't know myself. You still have to negate all your erroneous notions, because nobody functions by saying I don't know myself. You always function with a conclusion of who you are.
So there's a difference. There I know I don't know. Here I think
don't,
I don't know.
You are trying to reduce it to that equation. If I don't know that I don't know, I will not search for knowledge. If I know I don't know, I will search for knowledge. In this case, it is more than that. Because I don't know, plus because I don't know, I have concluded something.
Correct.
I don't know it's a rope, I concluded it's a snake. I don't know I am pure consciousness, I have concluded I am the body, mind, etc. There is a mistaken notion.
It's twofold.
It is twofold. It's a mistaken notion. Okay, I may be jumping ahead, but simple ignorance. He says ignorance is functions twofold. Later on, I'll explain it more clearly. One is called avarnam. What you are is covered to your perception. What you are, consciousness, or what is there, rope, covered. then what you are not is projected on you. This is called vikshepa. It's called vikshepa. What is not there, snake, projected. What is not me, ahankara, projected. Therefore, it's twofold. Therefore, I need that knowledge to negate it. That ignorance has to go. Because it is the presence, not a mere absence. Because, what is that ignorance? The resolving point of you in deep sleep. Therefore, potential condition. Therefore, it looks at, it's looked upon very differently. That's why that bhava rupam, jnana virodhi, all that has come in because of that. Bhava rupam, it has got an existence. Ignorance has to have some sort of existence. It does not have the existence like this chair or this, that's a different thing. But it has some sort of an existence. Plus, it's the opposite of knowledge. Yeah. Hold on to that. I will elaborate it later on. The book text itself elaborates it. So hold it on. You, I don't know, I make a mistake. Avarna Vikshepa. Take it like that for the time being. Later on, elaborately, I'll explain that. Because the text also explains that elaborately. It can be called as agrahanam, not knowing. Anyata grahanam, to make a mistake of something else. Agrahanam, I don't know. Does it stop there? No, it doesn't stop there. Anyata grahanam happens. I mistake something else to be myself. My body, mind, etc. The whole roles that I play, everything is... Everything is loaded onto me. And that loading can happen only because you don't know. If you knew and you are loading, that's a deliberate role playing. That's not a problem. Like playing a role on a stage, you don't have a problem, no? Some people have, that's an issue. Two people get married on the stage. After that, nobody says, hey, you're supposed to come home with me, you're my wife, no? Nobody says that. Nobody says that. If somebody says that, there's a problem inside, psychological problem. That's a psychological issue then. Yeah. He's not understanding realities. Because you know you are not that, no? You know you're only playing a role. Then there is not an issue. That is not the issue here. Here I have mistaken myself to be that. Like my old example of amnesia. The actor has amnesia. He finds himself dressed as a beggar, he says, I am a beggar. That is entirely different. That's an entirely different case. Our case is like that. Similar to that. Not exactly that, but similar to that. I don't know myself. Therefore, I have a mistaken notion of what I am. Otherwise, it's a question of simple getting information. No? Problem nahi rahega. I don't know a language. I studied a language.
It's much easier than that case.
Yeah. What time does your flight leave? 2:30. Oh, that's okay. Information. What is there to understand? What is there to do? Vichara. What is there to do meditation about? Kuch nahi hai na. Who am I? You are like this. Achha, theek hai, okay. But why does an understanding happen? Because not only I made erroneous conclusions, they are so deep-seated over lifetimes of conditioning, they have to be worn away by knowledge, they have to keep being negated. Therefore, that negation takes time. How the negation happens, all that you'll say. Step by step, you're handling it. Remember, every step he's handling. By defining, redefining, everything is going on. But this is the process of it. Clear about jnana virodhi and bhava rupam. Because there's a whole some 30 verses dedicated to this in Naishkarmi Siddhi. Okay, 20, 30 verses. I'm doing the text and I'll start that. In my laburnum road class. Okay. Clear up to the 34th was. Huh? 34th we had done. Okay? 38 we had done. Okay. Yes. The collective aspect of awareness manifests through total ignorance, that is Maya Shakti, up to Sarvajnaha, Sarvavid, we saw. All this we saw. Okay. Any questions on that, or that much is clear? This is what Ishvara is about, okay? When you say awareness manifests through Maya, you are talking about him as Ishvara. Okay. Then some more names are given to that, okay? Some more names. Ishvarasiyam. Samashtihi. Akhila Karnatva. Karna Shariram. Ananda Prachuratva. Koshavat Achadgatvacha. Anandamaya Koshaha. Sarva Uparamatva. Sushuptihi. Ata Eva. Stula Sukshma Prapancha. Layasthanam. Iti Uchyate. Some more names for Ishvara. Okay? Some more name now. For Brahman manifests through Maya, all these are the different standpoints of what it is. Okay? This Ishvara, he says, Iyam Samashtihi Akila Karnatvat. Since from that Ishvara is responsible for the whole creation, it is called Karna Shariram. You can apply the term Karna Shariram for Ishvara. We normally call him Karnam Brahma. Jagat Karnam Brahma. Okay? Or Karna Shariram. Okay? Then Ananda Prachuratvat. Since it is saturated with Ananda. Ishvara is nothing but Ananda. Ananda manifesting in totality will be Ananda only. No? Therefore he says Prachuratvat. And Koshavat Achadagatvat. Like a kosha, it seems to cover. Remember in Taittiriya I explained this. What is kosha generally translated as?
Sheath.
But it is not a physical covering. Like a sheath it covers. Meaning it is not the sheath. It covers, that's all. It covers meaning what? It hides the reality from you. From your perception. It hides the reality from your perception. Why? You are saying Ishvara manifests through the totality. Are you seeing Brahman? No. Then what are you seeing? A covering of Brahman called Ishvara. Called Ishvara, a covering you see. The closest possibility to Brahman. But still, why am I saying it's covering? Because the moment you take it as Ishvara, what will you take yourself to be? Correct? Oh Lord, me bande hu. Bas. Brahman is covered from you or not? Brahman is covered or not from you? Immediately, no? The moment you say he is Lord and Master and I am your servant, Brahman is covered. Therefore, it is called Ananda Maya Koshaha. Because there is nothing but Ananda, Ishvara is nothing but Ananda, it is called Ananda Maya. Because like a kosha, it covers the reality, it is called Anandamaya Kosha. What is applicable for the individual which you saw in Taittiriya is also applicable for the total. Anandamaya Kosha. Clear up to now? No doubt. Okay. Then Sarva Uparamatva. Hey, at the end of the, at Pralaya, what happens? This whole creation is resolved into Ishvaraha, Layasthanam, Pralayasthanam. Therefore, that Pralaya is called Ishvara's Sushupti. Ishvara has gone, Brahmaji has gone to sleep. Pralaya happens. Like how when you go to sleep, your personality is resolved or not? Into your ignorance, into your unconscious. So similarly here, Ishvara is also called, this totality can also be called Sushupti. Because of what? Stula Sukshma Prapancha Layasthanam iti Uchyate. Therefore it is called the Layasthanam. The Sthanam, the place where Laya takes place. Laya of what? Sukshma Prapancha, subtle creation. Remember Hiranyagarbha etc. किधर देखा था? मांडुक्य में, हाँ मांडुक्य में अत्यंत वो स्थूल प्रपंच विराट द होल क्रिएशन विश्व द होल वर्ल्ड ओके द होल वर्ल्ड एंड द सूक्ष्म प्रपंच इज रिजॉल्व्ड इनटू व्हाट ईश्वरा देयरफॉर ऑल दीज एडिशनल नेम्स ईश्वरा गेट्स एडिशनल नेम्स ओनली प्यार से ना बोलते ना प्यार से ऐसा ऐसा बुलाता है ऐसा प्यार से यू नो ऑल्सो कॉल्ड ऑल दीज नेम्स बिकॉज ईच ऑफ देम रेफर अ फंक्शन इफ यू लुक एट इट ईच ऑफ देम इज अ फंक्शन कारणम करेक्ट कारण शरीरम देन आनंदमय आनंदमय कोश बिकॉज नथिंग बट आनंद बट ही हाइड्स द रियालिटी देयरफॉर कोश आनंदमय कोश देन सुषुप्ति टोटल सुषुप्ति प्रलय स्थूल सूक्ष्म लयस्थान प्यार से ऑल दीज नेम्स ही गेन बिकॉज ईच इज अ फंक्शन थ्रू ईच फंक्शन ही गेट्स अ नेम लाइक हाउ यू गेट अ फंक्शन अ नेम कुक टीचर सिंगर एक्सेट्रा ऐसा यू गेट नेम्स लाइक दैट ग्रॉस वर्ल्ड सटल वर्ल्ड इज रिजॉल्व्ड वेयर लयस्थान प्रलय स्थानम या एग्जैक्टली ओके देन वन मोर यथा वनस्य व्यष्टि अभिप्रायेन वृक्षः इति वृक्षाः इति अनेकत्व व्यपदेशः यथावा जलाशयस्य व्यष्टि अभिप्रायेन जलानि इति तथा अज्ञानस्य व्यष्टि अभिप्रायेन तद् अनेकत्व व्यपदेशः इंद्रो माया भी पूर्व रूपो ईर्यते पूर्व रूप ईर्यते इत्यादि श्रुते नाउ इज मेकिंग द ग्राउंड फॉर द नेक्स्ट स्टैंड पॉइंट ओके यथा वनस्य ऑफ अ फॉरेस्ट फॉरेस्ट इज अ कलेक्टिव सिंगुलर ना कलेक्टिव नाउन सिंगुलर ना वन फॉरेस्ट फॉरेस्ट इज वन बट व्यष्टि अभिप्रायेण फ्रॉम द स्टैंड पॉइंट ऑफ द इंडिविजुअल व्हाट यू विल से लॉट ऑफ ट्रीज यू विल यूज द प्लूरल वन फॉरेस्ट ए लॉट्स ऑफ ट्रीज और अनेकत्व व्यपदेश यू विल यूज द प्लूरल देयर यथा वा और ही सेज जलाशयस्य ए वेयर इज द चिन्मयमिशन आश्रम अरे यार पोवाई लेक का बाजू में one lake how many liters of water oh millions of liters of water plural jalani iti you use singular when you are taking as a collective as a whole you will use a plural with respect to the individuals similarly says ajnanasya for this ajnanam vyashti abhiprayena from the standpoint of the individual varieties of ignorance are there na here all of us have our own ignorance na? अरे यार ये whatsapp kaise forward karega mere ko pata nahi hai ignorance how will I forward whatsapp I know but how will I convert the whatsapp message into a simple sms message ignorance dekha I don't know But I have not concluded it is like this. I know how to stop that at that level. Okay, I have no control. Yeah. Are you getting that? Therefore, individual ignorances are different. Therefore, from the standpoint of individual, he says, anekatva vyapadeshaha is called, it's taken as plural. Where is it taken? Ignorance is taken as plural. Here is the statement in the Rig Veda. Indraha. Indra stands for not for Indra, ruler of heaven. Indra here is Ishra. Okay? Maya bhi, by maya bihi plural, different mayas. Pura rupaha iryate, he became, he appeared as many forms. Therefore, in all the forms there is ignorance. Therefore, from the collective standpoint, one, from the individual standpoint, many. That's all he's trying to say. In this verse, that's all he's trying to say. Okay.
Indra appeared as ignorance. That is what he's saying. What is he trying to say?
From the collective standpoint, total standpoint is only one. As far as Ishvara is concerned, ignorance is only one. As far as you and I are concerned, many. Because they are different, no? What I know about certain things, you won't know. What you know about certain things, I won't know. Therefore, ignorance may both farak hota hai.
So, all they are related to Ishvara? Indra?
Hold.
It's the next page.
Because they have used the plural by saying Ishvara through the powers of Maya. When you say powers of Maya, plural, you know? Meaning with reference to the individual he's talking about. Yeah. Atra Vyasta Samasta Vyapakatvena Vyashti Samashti Vyapadeshaha. Therefore, it is simple. He is just concluding what he has said before. Because of his individual and total characteristics, because some characteristics will be different, there is this individual total standpoints. Now, why are these standpoints important? Because you should know from which standpoint we are talking. No? Am I talking from an individual standpoint or am I talking from the total standpoint? Supposing I say, array, through Maya, Krishna says in Gita, through Maya I have created everything. What is the standpoint? Ishvara. Okay. And he says, these idiots, because they don't know, they are ignorant, they are in samsara. What is the standpoint?
Individual
standpoint. No? Itna farak hota hai. Now, when you are studying Vedanta, from what standpoint you will study? Individual or total?
Individual,
because I have to solve my problem. Ishvara ka problem nahi hai, mera problem hai. So, I have to approach it from my individual. That's why this difference is created. Okay. Now, he is talking. Now, the total standpoint is over. Ishvara ho gaya. Now, what is to start? Jiva standpoint. So from Jiva's standpoint, he says, you will find many descriptions are similar. Only difference will come in terms of individual total difference. And that's huge differences. But very often the terms used are same. Look at it. Iyam Vyashtihi Niskrishta Upadhitaya Malina Sattva Pradhana. He says this Vyashti individual, because it is niriskrishta upadhi. What is the upadhi there? Chota mota hai yaar. Itna hai sir. Something small. Therefore, malina sattva pradhanam. It becomes sattva all right, but malinam, dirty sattva. Sattva has been contaminated with lot of rajas and tamas. Malina sattva pradhana. Okay. Whereas in 37, when he talked about Ishvara, what he said? Samashti Utkrishta Upadhitaya. Totality is a great Upadhi. Therefore, Vishuddha Sattva Pradhana. Pure Sattva. Here it is what? Malina Sattva. Are you understanding the difference? Ishvara's mind clear because it is totality. Mera mind chota hai. Nahi. Therefore, both Rajas Tamas ghus gaya andar.
Ishvara is only
Sattva. No, he's got Rajas and Tamas also. Pradhanam.
Pradhanam
meaning what? What is the main component?
Main.
Main, what is that? Okay. Swamiji,
can you repeat?
Because, hey, na? Hey, my pokey little mind here. Ishvara's mind holds the whole creation within it. My pokey mind can hold only my confusions. A pokey little mind, you know. Inna chota. Yeah.
Mind holds our confusions.
Yeah, and he's laughing at my confusion. Poor guy. We did not check creation ke unke liye mazak ke liye. He's getting confused, getting afraid, he's getting scared, he's getting upset. Picture dekhta hai, lekin bhul gaya. It's exactly like.
So why are you saying that is pure and this is?
No, I'll tell you. It's exactly like the father put on a costume and came to play with the kids, and the kids got scared. ऐसे ही बात हो गया. ये ना costume के बहुत डर गया. नई बात है बोल बोल. ये question was? Because there's totality, qualitative difference. Remember what I told you about voting? Ruler and ruled. Qualitative difference happens between individual and total. We find this all the time, but we don't pay attention to it. In management, you call it synergy, no? What is synergy effect? Totality effect coming in. Why is teamwork better than individual functioning? If it is a teamwork, otherwise it takes more time. Because the synergy has to happen, no? The synergy happens, then a greater work is produced. But if synergy doesn't happen, then it remains a crowd. It has not yet become a team. It is only a crowd. The difference between a rabble and an army. The whole difference. Look at synergy effect. Take it. One guy with one back, one suitcase. What do you call your trolley suitcase? You will walk into and catch the train and go. But if there are 30 people, each with one suitcase, it becomes logistics, how to arrange. Kaun saman leke jayega, kaisa leke jayega, kaun se kuli ko bolne ka, nahi nahi, wo trolley chahiye, ye chahiye. It becomes huge logistic problem. Correct or not? Whereas one person going to catch the train, no issues. But if that one person is going to be have a send-off of 7-8 people, again logistic issues come in. Arre, do-do gaadi chahiye ye. Individual total differences are always there in our lives. We don't notice it or don't pay attention to it. Is that? Take this also, simple thing. You are coming from a class. You stay 1 kilometer away. You will reach here in 10-12 minutes. 10 to 15 minutes you will reach here. But you are meeting 3 friends in coming. You will take half an hour. Iske liye dharna, that person has come, this one, half an hour ho gaya. Correct or not? That's why there are times when people would come to me, I would reach just in time for the class. If I'm coming alone, I'm early. It's always like that. Are you getting the idea? That individual total difference. Sometimes it works positively for you, sometimes it works negatively. Because it's all assemblage of few human beings. Here we are talking totality. The whole, literally. 14 dimensions. Therefore, it has to work positively only.
But I didn't get that example. I put on a costume. What are we trying to explain?
Why are you getting scared of the whole creation? Ishvara itself is manifest, but you are getting scared and worried about the creation. That's all I said. Nothing else. Okay, now, this individual now, okay? All this now going to be standpoint from the individual. This is easier to understand. Why? Hamara bare mein, na? It's easier to understand. Oh, the Ishvara ka bare. एतदुपीतं चैतन्यं अल्पज्ञत्वा अनीश्वरत्वा आदिगुणकं प्राज्ञः इति उच्यते एक अज्ञान अवभासकत्वात् एतदुपीतं चैतन्यं विच नौ अवेयरनेस मैनिफेस्ट इन वन इग्नोरेंस माय माइंड इग्नोर One ignorance, he says, alpajnatva. Are you sarvajna, etc.? Thoda hi manu. Alpajnatva. Are you Ishvara? Can you get things done? Thoda sa. Anishvaratvam. Okay. I don't have overlordship except on that ant. What I said last time. Udna hai, but not on the whole creation. Anisharatva adigunakam. Therefore, that awareness which is manifest only in that ignorance is what called what? Prajnaha. Mandukya again remember? Prajnaha iti uchyate. Why? Eka ajnana avabhaskatva. It is now illuminating what? One ignorance. One unit of ignorance. That's all it is doing. Therefore, prajnaha iti uchyate. Then, this remember individual total we saw in Mandukya?
Yes.
Prajnaha Ishwaraha. Taijasaha Hiranyagarbha. Awareness manifests through the subtle mind. Awareness manifests through the whole subtle creation. Then, Vishwa. Awareness manifests through this body. Awareness manifests through the total body was Virat. Visharupa or Virat. Okay? That is the individual total differences that will always come in. Then he had said, Prajnaha. Now that Prajna is being explained a little bit more. Asya Prajnatvam Aspashta Upaditaya Anita Prakashatvam. Why is it called Prajnaha? Asya Prajnatvam. Why is it, does it get the status of being a Prajnaha? Says, Aspashta Upaditaya. Because it is taken with a very unclear upadhi. Aniti prakashatva. It's very dull. My ignorance is very dull. Look at it. Total ignorance. Ishvara's Maya Shakti is responsible for what? The whole creation. If he is responsible for the whole creation, does he have knowledge for the whole creation? All that is potential in Maya. Knowledge of the whole creation. Knowledge of all the details of everything. All that potential condition is Maya. Mera Maya kya hai? Enough to create confusion. Main confuse hota. That's all.
But Vivek Vichara will help.
That will help. But this is it. My ignorance is only this much. Ishvara's ignorance, Maya Shakti holds all the knowledge, whole creation within it. My ignorance, what at the most it holds, its potential condition for what little I know. And how much do I know? Look at it. If we examine what we know, it seems so huge. But it is also so little. Do we have the final word in anything? On any one thing, do you have the final word? No. The final word is just not there. On anything. Can you see anything with any degree of certainty? Aisa yahi hone wala. Nobody can say. Certainty you cannot have anything. How can you say? This is like this, can you say that? Tomorrow fresh evidence will come up, it may be something else. Therefore, remember how limited our knowledge is. With all the progress that we have made, the technological progress, all that. Definiteness not there in anything. Yeah. Like, my friend who is an astrologer met with an accident. And all the doctors, they were having a big laugh. Why? That was a lean season. Doctors also have season, okay? It's a lean season, meaning there were not many patients. And out of the 6-7 patients that were there in that hospital, two of them were astrologers, both met with accidents. Yeah, astrologer accident. I go, why should you travel that day? Keep quiet. Correct? <right? laughs> So doctors are having a big laugh there. Yeah, sabka future bolta hai. Iska kya ho gaya?
When the partition took place, in the country,
yeah.
40,000 astrologers also put their things on.
Exactly.
They could have gone out earlier.
I know. I jaldi bhag gaya tha. Correct. So therefore, nothing is 100% definite. Therefore, what? Prajnatvam. Meaning, little only you know. Or you are practically as good as ignorant only. Prajna means not. Prayena ajnaha. almost ignorant. Okay. Now, some more names. Pyarse. Like how previously we saw for Ishwara. I said some more names were Prajnaha. Okay. For the Indija. Asya. Apiyam Ahankaradi. Karnatva. Sorry. Karna Shariram. Ananda Prachuratva. Ananda Prachuratva. Koshavat Achadagatvacha. Anandamaya Koshaha Sarva Uparamatva Sushuptihi Ata Eva Stula Sukshma Sharira Prapancha Layasthanam Isicha Uchyate Asya Apiyam Ahankara. The Ahankara, the sense of I associated with individual ignorance, that's the prajnaha, he says. The apiyam, ahankara adi karanatva. Since it is the karanam for ahankara, why ahankara is resolved into ignorance? Without ignorance, you will not have an ahankara. Ahankara, karanatva, karana shariram, another word. Then, remember three shariras? What is karana shariram? Only ignorance. What are the other two? Sukshma shariram, mind, etc. And stula shariram, body. From mind to your reasoning to prana is sukshma shariram. Remaining left behind body is stula shariram. Okay. Therefore, since it is responsible for the other two, it is called karana shariram. Then ananda prachuratva. Hey, it is nothing but ananda. Na? Deep sleep is enjoyable to everyone or not? Majaya. Really majaya. Nothing like sleep. Therefore, ananda mayaha. Koshavad achadagatvat. Like a kosha, it covers the reality from you. Because I don't know myself. Very evident. Very easy to understand. Ishara's case is difficult. Here, easy to understand. Therefore, ananda maya koshaha. The kosha which is nothing but ananda. And anandamaya koshaha. Sarva uparamatva, since everything is resolved when you go to sleep, your whole personality is resolved when you go to sleep, it is called sushuptihi. And not only sushuptihi, it is called stula sukshma sharira prapancha layasthanam. There, whole stula sukshma prapancha layasthanam. Here, only your sukshma and stula sharira layasthanam. Individually, it is resolved. Okay, itija uchyate. Same thing what he said for Ishwara is saying for individual. But individual is our experience. We have seen it before in other text also. Okay, it is layasthanam for all this. The place of resolving. Okay. And something more. Now taking both together, he is saying. Okay.
Tadanim
etau Ishara prajnyau chaitanya pradipta bihi ati sukshma bihi ajnana vritti bihi anandam anubhavatah anandabhok cheto mukah prajnyah iti shrutehe sukam aham asvapsam na kinchit avedisham iti uttitasya paramarshaha upopatyescha tadanim. At that time meaning when Ishwara is asleep, pralaya, and individual is asleep, sushupti. At that time, Ishwara Prajna, both Ishwara and Prajna, both of them, experience is common. Both of them, he says, Chaitanya Pradeeptaha, illumined by consciousness, Ati Sukshma Vritti Bihi, very Sukshma Vritti, What is the Sukshma Vritti? I don't know anything. Ajnana Vritti it is. Sukshma Vritti. Anandam Anubhavataha. It enjoys Ananda. Correct or not? Sleep is enjoyed or not? Sleep?
Yeah.
I mean, you get up also, you remember it. No? Therefore, that Ajnana Vritti is there in deep sleep. Ajnana Vritti. Illumined by consciousness. That's why consciousness gains the name Avasatraya. What?
Sakshi.
Sakshi. It gains that name. Therefore, illumined by consciousness, there is subtle Ajnana Vritti. Maja aata hai. So, yeah. Usually at night, on a Sunday afternoon as well, after a good meal. Sunday, ek din. Okay. Therefore, it gains a name. Ananda book. You saw seen this in Mandukya. Ananda book. Cheto Mukaha. Because awareness is there. Cheto Mukaha. Prajna, but Prayan Agnya, outmost ignorant because nothing else he knows. Prajna is Ananda book. Cheto Mukaha is a still a sentient entity. Because you are alive, you are not dead. Okay. Cheto Mukaha. Then is it is Shrute. This is what the Shruti says. Not only that. Your own experience, Anubhava. What is that? Sukham aham aswapsam. Mai maja se soya hua tha. And na kinchit avedisham. I did not know anything. Iti uttitasya paramarsha apatyescha. The one who is awake, that person has a remembrance of it. You don't see it in deep sleep. When you are asleep, you are not saying, "Arey, bahut maja se so raha." You eating an ice cream, you say, "Maja se khata hu." But when you are asleep, you don't say, "Main maja se so raha hu." It's a memory of an experience you underwent when you are not there. Huh? When you are there only as a potential condition. You, the ahankara, was there only in a potential condition. But the consciousness illumined the sleeping mind. The consciousness illumined the sleeping mind. On getting up, all identification takes place. Everything mixed up. And you say, "I slept well. I did not know a thing." But you knew you did not know, no? Otherwise, how can you say you did not know? You knew you were happy. Bahut maja aaya. Restful sleep. Bahut maja aaya. It need not be always in the night. Sometimes traveling 5 minutes, you get the sleep, you feel the same. If it is deep enough, you'll feel the same. Okay, this is paramarshaha, remembrance. You remember what you went through. Okay. You can read the footnotes. If you get confused, ask me after that. Okay, that's part of the game, no? Anayoho, samashti vashti yoho, vana vrikshe yoho iva, jalasha jalayo iva, va abhedaha. Now look at the beautiful thing he's saying. Of these two, says Anayoho. What is that? Samashti Vishti Yoho. There is a total and the individual. Vana Vriksha Yoho Iva. Like the tree and the forest, and the lake Jalashayaha, and waters Abhedaha. Is a non-difference. Why? The forest includes the trees. The lake includes the water. No? This is not exactly the Abheda that Vedanta talks about. Remember this, you have to be clear of this, you know. This is not exactly the Abheda that Vedanta talks about. This is similar to the convergence that technology talks about. Or what we call the unitary whole that science talks about. Big crunch before the Big Bang, what is there was one. But it was made up of parts. Therefore, it became many. Okay. Here we are talking at the level of the physical body, the level of the mind, level of ignorance. Therefore, it is not exactly non-duality. It is the collective whole that we are talking about. Singularity is the term. Yeah, the term I was looking for was singularity. The singularity that science talks about. The single source. Okay. Satya Mithya, Vedanta brings it in. Science does not bring it in. That's why the difference. Okay. That's why the difference. This is the oneness of the totality. From Ishvara's standpoint, the whole universe is creation, his body, no? Correct? But if within that body, I have the freedom to run around, no? Correct or not? Bodhkush freedom. Run around, do things. All that freedom is there. Abuse the system. Yeah. Or are polluting this, that, etc. All that is also part of the game. That freedom is there. Therefore, it is the Abheda that he is talking about here is of part and whole. It's almost like Vishishta Deva. Yeah. But it is there at that level, Abheda is there. One Ishvara. Now this understanding helps me for what? This understanding helps me to see the divinity in everything. That everything is sacred. There is nothing not sacred. Because everything is Ishvara. So to recognize the order of everything.
The common denomination is Ishvara.
More than common denomination. More than that. This body of mind does not stand apart from Ishvara. Though I feel I am different. But the mind that is feels different from Ishvara is really speaking part of Ishvara's mind. Look at it. Experientially, I feel different from Ishvara. ये दुनिया बनाने वाली क्या दुनिया बनाया मैं पूछता हूँ उसको करेक्ट दैट्स हाउ यू फील बट दैट एक्सपीरियंस्ड एक्चुअल बीइंग इज पार्ट ऑफ ईश्वर और नॉट पार्ट ऑफ ईश्वर करेक्ट और नॉट देयरफॉर द मोर आई रिकॉग्नाइज ईश्वर द मोर कनेक्टेड आई फील देयर इंपॉर्टेंट हाफ वे हाउस मोर I understand Ishvara, recognize the whole thing is Ishvara, the more connected I feel, the more my bhakti is natural. And if you can recognize Ishvara like that in everything, then after that don't go to a temple or anything. But if you don't feel like that, it's a little bit salam alaikum, no? Achha, it's good to go to a temple and say that. It is good. Yeah. Because you need it. This is what helps you become a better karma yogi also, because you recognize Ishvara Arpana very naturally, no? Everything is in order. My actions stand offered to Ishvara as it is. Because without Ishvara, I wouldn't be able to function. Therefore, Ishvara Arpanam, Prasada, etc. becomes so spontaneous and natural with this level of understanding that I am the part of the whole. Never disconnected. There is no feeling of disconnected. That means I am not really totally isolated. Because I am connected. That much is there. Still the feeling a little bit of loneliness etc. will be there, but not disconnected. Not to that extent. Not to that extent. Because connected. Because modern living encourages disconnectedness. See, disconnectedness comes from your sense of finitude. And all your relationships, communication, etc. is a bridge across your finitude. But modern living encourages disconnectedness. The only connectedness happens through Facebook then. which is not a real connectedness anyway. The connected there is very ephemeral there. Whereas a few friends, the connectedness is much more. But here, neither you feel disconnected, nor you feel overwhelmed. Oh my God, so many people here, Baba, oof, too much. You are not living among people, you are living among God. You are not living among the midst of people, you are living in God. Correct or not? Because everything is gone. So where is the problem of overwhelming? The problem of overwhelming is also there. Like I gave a talk at Indus. The ladies wing, you know, Indus, that group. It is two buildings down here, Bandra. Remember, I was searching for that building, I called you up and you came down to show me where the building is. Because they were giving me directions in such a way. I am telling them I am coming from Khar, they are assuming I am coming from Bandra. I said, I passed Barbecue Nation, now tell me where it is. So simple after that. Is there any other Barbecue Nation here? Other than that one? No, no. Because they said, when you come down Paliyal, I said, yaar, I'm not coming down Paliyal now, I'm telling you, I'm in. I said, I have JV Petty School in front of me. Now tell me where. Come down. I mean, come down, there are three roads going down. Which down? I said, which road are you talking about? There are three roads going down. Correct? The road going down, two roads going, that's it. One road going this one. Which road? Down means which road? That's why I said, okay, I'll come. I called you up in the day. Now, anyway, I talked there. And this lady saying, you know, she's a Westerner. I find in India the crowds unmanageable. I said, that's true. If you're traveling by public transport and all, it's, no, no, no. You know, the building that I stay, I said, yeah. There are 20 flats in that building. And I said, how many flats per floor? One, and it's a three-bedroom flat. She is staying with her husband, that's all. But the fact that there are 20 flats in that building is overwhelming for her. We all will laugh, no?
Would you say she is a Westerner in the beginning?
That's why I said Westerner in the beginning. It's sheerly notional, no? Feeling overwhelmed by the crowd is also notional. I can understand if you are trying to get into a Virar local at Khar Road. No, sorry, Khar Road, it won't stop. At Bandra, I can understand that. You are overwhelmed by the crowd because there is so much of population there. You will not be able to get in. At peak hours, you will not be able to get in. Unless you are an expert. Because 10 people get in. You are one of the, you are the 11th one who got left out. How did the 10 get in and how did you could not get in? That is called special skills of traveling by local transport. Life skills in Bombay, that is called. Okay, that comes only by experience. No amount of teaching can do it. Jokes apart, there I can understand if somebody is feeling overwhelmed because the crowd packed. Yeah. If somebody is picking your pocket and you are aware of it, you can do nothing about it because your hands are pinned to the side. You can't even do this. I'm joking, okay, exaggerating a bit. Because I don't know how many of you have traveled like that. I have. Second class we are local. Yeah. Because every weekend I used to travel to Dhano like that. So I used to know once upon a time, not now. There I can understand because it's a physical reality. Here it's only a notional reality. And there also, it is notional reality. Remember, even in the Virar local, it is notional. They'll say, are, idhar aaiye na, jagah hai idhar. I'm looking, kidhar jagah hai. Unko utarna hai, idhar aaiye, ye jagah hai idhar. Okay, you turn.
You have to plan your departure of three stations in advance.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
It is notional. Even because those people are comfortable there. Why are you not comfortable? They can be comfortable with it. And under card parties, hota hai, bhajan singing, hota hai, everything happens. Card parties are on, bhajans are on, and prasad is distributed after the half an hour of bhajan singing. All that happens.
Beggars also come.
Yeah. Everything happens. It is notional. For that lady, definitely notional. For that lady, definitely notional. Because a couple staying in a 3-bedroom flat is overwhelmed by the crowds in the building. I said, how, do you meet it very often? Oh, sometimes I do see someone else in the lift. And, but the very idea, you know. Overwhelmed. Hey, you are not overwhelmed with anything. Notion. Notion is there are people separate from me. I must protect my privacy. And here what it is? Here what it is? I am, everything is Ishvara. If everything is Ishvara, what are you overwhelmed by? Tell me. You are neither disconnected by anything nor overwhelmed by anything. Where is the crowd? There is only Ishvara. There's a crowd. There's only Ishvara. Sometimes Ishvara is a bit congested. Sometimes Ishvara has got a traffic jam. Next time you're stuck in a traffic jam, look at it. Ishvara has got a traffic jam. You'll start laughing. Ishvara is getting a bit congested today. Yeah. Everything in Bombay, everything will get congested. Do you think the metro is not congested? If you travel by metro, metro is also congested. No? Try it in peak hours. Yeah. If you are at Ghatkopar or also, you will get place to sit. And there is no place to sit. It's crowded. Congested. But it is comfortable congestion. Notional. Predominantly notional. Little bit physical. I'm not denying the physicality. A bit physical. But understanding it, Ishvara makes the whole thing a big, big difference. Yeah. Then you're comfortable with being alone, you're comfortable in a crowd. Because you're not disconnected when you're alone, you're not overwhelmed in the crowd. Yeah. And in that crowd, in that somebody will be opening a book and reading his prayers. You see that? Vishnu Sahasranam bolta. Oh, crowd. That means he is definitely not feeling overwhelmed. No? He's able to pray.
Maybe he's seen worse days. Huh? Maybe he's seen worse
days. There can't be anything worse than that. Even a Karjat local is better. Alright, this is how the whole thing helps you. That's why I always wonder, why is a bola mereko kya? You have to see, at each level there is a resolution point, you know. At each level you are resolving something. We have not come to the level of the truth yet.
Actually, all this is only to be in harmony.
Yeah, yes. A sense of harmony, etc. Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, at the beginning of the verse, I didn't get it. The individual is the total,
yeah.
Forest and...
Yeah, example. Forest is an example. Individual, total, collective whole, no? Oneness. Does not the tree enjoy a oneness with the forest? Same way the individual has to have oneness with Ishvara. That comes out of recognition. It comes out of recognition. Understanding Ishvara, it comes in.
So the connection comes from the
yes.
oneness.
Yes, yeah, the connection comes out of that understanding. Okay, then he says, Etad upadiyoto yohom. Ishvara prajnayoho rapi vana vriksha avachinna akashayoho iva jalashaya jalagata pratibimba akashayoho iva va abhedaha eshaha sarveshaha esha sarvajnaha esha antaryami Esha yonihi sarvasya prabha apyayohi bhutanam. Now remember, he is straight shifting the standpoint now. Eta upahita yoho ishvara prajnayorapi. Between ishvara and prajna. What is being conditioned by Ishvara? What is being conditioned by Prajna? Apparently conditioned by Ishvara. Pure consciousness. No? The pure awareness that's appearing as Ishvara, appearing as Jiva. No? Now that pure awareness, what is that? He says, Vana Vriksha Avachana Akashayoho. The space that is conditioned by one tree, the space that is conditioned by the whole forest. Similarly, the space which is reflected in one drop of water, the space which is reflected in the whole lake. Okay? The space which is occupied by one tree or by the whole forest, the akasha which is reflected in one drop of water or the whole lake, okay, total oneness. Is there a difference between the space of a tree and the space of the forest? It looks different. Ye itna chota hai, itna bada hai. But space is what? One. Na? Can you divide up space? Walls. In and through that wall, the space exists. Space is one. The space that is manifest in one drop of water or in the whole lake is space is one. There is no two space. There is a tree and there is a forest. There are drops of water and there is one lake. Total and whole. But the space now is shifting standpoint to space. Only one. There is no collective and individual. Between tree and forest you can say collective, individual. Between space you can't say collective, individual. No? Collective space. There is nothing like collective space. Space is space. There is no individual space. Space is space. Individual space is a notion we create. This much is my space. We don't come closer than that. But if you travel by Veera train, the space shrinks. As long as you don't crush me, that much space is enough. No, normally when you're sitting, you need the space. Notional. Akasha is one. Similarly, individual and totality. Consciousness. How many consciousness?
One.
You know, you've just taken a jump now. From Ishvara, I straight away jumped. One consciousness, one space, finished. What are you talking of, individual, total, etc.? Sab hai, is 10 points. One space. This is total Advaita. This is total Advaita. One consciousness through both. One space through everything. Itna hai baat. If you understand this, you understood all of Vedanta. There is one awareness, consciousness, manifest through individual and totality. And that consciousness is myself. That is freedom. The other one is connectedness. The previous one is connectedness, Isha. This is what? Totality, freedom. I am the whole. I am that infinite being. And right now, I am manifest as a human being. Alpajna, correct. But what are you? I am nothing but the infinite consciousness. And in the totality, I manifest as God. You know? This is Advaita freedom at one stroke. With that understanding, it's total freedom. Total sense of fulfillment. Because all that is there yourself. Aur kya hai? Kuch baat hai nahi. Getting this? This is what Vedanta is about. This last verse is what Vedanta is really about. Other was setting the background. Individual, total, that. The whole thing is what? One consciousness. Manifestation. All this is manifestation. What is there is one consciousness. Finished. Therefore, he says, Esha Sarveshara. This is the one called as Sarveshara, really speaking. Okay. Esha Sarvajnaha. Esha Antaryami, Esha Yoni Sarvesha. This is the one that is all knowing. Who? Consciousness. Implication. Esha Antaryami. This is the one that is inside everything, controlling everything. Controlling meaning? Because of consciousness, your mind, etc., can think and do. Whether it is your mind or Ishvara's mind. Because of consciousness alone, it can think and do. No? But Keno Upanishad, that which cannot be thought of, but because of which the mind thinks. Ah, that way. Eshaha Yoni, this is the source for everything. Sarvasya Prabhavapyayo Hi Bhutana. This is the source for everything. From everything comes. This is what everything is resolved into. All the beings come from here, resolved into. This is the reality. And the reality happens to be you. Me. One reality. That's all there is there. Soch low. Next class. Come back with any questions you have. Okay. It's a very in-depth text, but very systematically done, therefore easier to understand. Very systematically done. Okay. Then Prasanga Vishad. I have already had. Yeah. So, because of Prasanga, it is in context, he'll talk about Turiya also a little bit. Just because he's talked about consciousness, therefore he talks about Turiya a little bit. And then goes to how ignorance extends itself to everything. Okay? Yeah. Very beautiful text. This is clear, everything is clear. This text clarifies all of it. More of this next class. Okay, hope that's it.
I wanted to ask you something. Then when we are studying Taitava knowledge,